जीवधामां प्रबद्धन्ते तां सथैव भजाम्यहम्। मम वर्तमानुवर्तन्ते मनुष्या पार्थ सर्वतः। लॉर्ड कृष्णा सेज दैट एवरी मैन इज फॉलोइंग माई पाथ इनडायरेक्टली और डायरेक्ट। The supreme position of the Lord is that He is in the supreme absolute position, and every other living being, they are all subordinate. In the very Upanishad, it is clearly stated, Nitya Nityana Chetana Chetanana Eka Bahunam Vidadhati Kama. This is the natural law. In any society, in any community, in any country, even in the animal society, if you go to the forest, there are societies of different animals. Elephant society, tiger society, deer society, jackal society, wolf society, even in the bird, you find the birds of the same feather flock together. This is the natural way. You find that all the pigeons, they flock together. Not the crows and the pigeons flock together. The ducks, they flock together. Similarly, this is the natural way. And there in every group, there is a leader. So, the Supreme Law, He is called in the Vedic literature that He is the Supreme Leader. Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetanana. Nitya means eternal. And Nityana, that means many other eternal. We are many other eternal. Eka, that one eternal. Eka Bahuna Vidadhati Kama. There are two kinds of eternal. We living entities, we are also eternal. And the Supreme Law, He is also eternal. So far eternity is concerned, both of us equal on the qualitative nature. He is eternal and we are eternal. Sachidananda Vigra. He is also all pleasure and we are also all pleasure. Because we are all part and parcel of the same quality. So, but He is the leader. Eka Bhunam Virudhati Kaman. That one is maintaining all these many. We, the living entities, we are many. So our position is always subordinate. That is our natural constitutional position. Now, the Supreme Lord's position is the leadership, and our position is subordinate. Now, then what is our duty? Our duty is to follow the leader. And actually, we are doing so. We have forgotten that the Supreme Leader is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still, for our daily activities, we create the leader. We accept some leader and follow his rules. That's why you have elected your leader as President Johnson, the President of your state. He is supposed to be the leader of your nation and is asking you, to go to the Vietnam and sacrifice your life. So you are following. But this is the natural position. Even if we do not accept God, if we do not accept the leadership of God, we have to select another leader. We cannot get rid of this principle that we can live without leader. That is our constitutional position. So, the difficulty is that our difficulty is that instead of following the supreme leader, we are creating by mental construction some leader according to our material conception of life, and we are following. That is our position. So, Lord Krishna says, Je jathamam prabodhante tam sathiva bhajamaham momo vatvanu vatvante manushya partha sarvasa. People are actually following the same principle. But the difficulty is that in our this position of lower nature, we are following in the manner which will not make us happy and satisfied. Because we are not following the supreme leader. The difficulty. By constitutional position, we are to follow a leader. But because we are misled, because we are deluded to follow a leader which is not perfect, therefore our position is always unhappy, in spite of following the leadership of a concocted nation. Therefore, the best thing will be to get rid of this concocted position and follow the supreme leader. That is the highest perfection. Just try to understand that I cannot avoid following someone's leadership. That is not possible. Can anyone say that we can avoid this? No. We cannot avoid. Even if we don't accept the leadership of God, we have to accept some other leader. That is our position. We cannot avoid it. So there is a very nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. A Brahmin, he was a family man, just like worldly man as we are. Now, Brahmins are generally expected to be highly learned, and he was very learned man in Vedic literature, and when he came to his consciousness by reading all this Vedic literature, that although I am following the leadership, why I am not happy? Why I am not happy? This question should arise in the same human mind. One should think that I am following the leadership of somebody according to my position and according to my circumstances. But still, I am not happy. Why? Why we select one leader? The leader should be a such a leader that they shall, he shall make happy and prosperous persons who follow him. That is the question of leadership. But actually, if we think in sober mind and full head, we can understand that although we are following leadership, maybe whatever he names, still we are not happy. Now the Brahmin concluded that this following leadership is the following leadership of my lust. I select one leader according to my lust. Just like in political party, there are many leaders. But I like, say, some particular type of political pursuit. Someone likes democratic political pursuit. Someone likes Congress political pursuit. Someone likes communist political pursuit. So we have got different desires. So practically, if we study very minutely, then we are not following the leadership, but we are following our particular lust. I have got a particular lust within me, and when I find somebody corroborating with that particular lust, I accept him that way. That is my position. Therefore, I do not follow anyone's leadership, but I follow my own leadership. That is the lust. I want to do, I like to do something, and if somebody says, oh, yes, it is very nice, so you are my leader. If you confirm my lust, then you are my leader. That is the material leadership. But the Supreme Lord is not like such, he is not such a leader. He is not going to follow your lust. In the Bhagavad Gita, he is fine that the Supreme Lord says in the 18th chapter, Sarva Dhammaan Paritrajya Mamayetam Saranam Vraja Ahankam Sarva Papimha Mokhashyami Ma Shucha. He says, my dear Rajya, I have spoken to you all about Bhagavad Gita. I do not know whether you have understood the whole thing or not. But because you are my friend, and I love you and you love me, I say you the most confidential and confidential thing to you. And what is that? You give up everything and just follow me. You just give up all your concocted things in the mind and just become Krishna conscious. Oh, I shall give up everything and simply I shall follow you? Yes. Oh, how can I do? I have got so many departments of knowledge and departments of things. How can I? No, he says, Masucha, don't hesitate. And what will be the result? The result will be, Ahankam sarvapapikha mokhaishyami. I shall deliver you from all reactions of your sinful acts. You know, of course, according to Vedic literature, and I don't say about the Vedic literature, that is the injunction of every scripture, either Bible, Quran, or any religious scripture, that we suffer due to our sinful actions. And our sinful actions are due to our ignorance. This is the cause. Now, you'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam buddhi yogam dadamitam jenamam upajanti te. Any person who is devoted, is attached to me, and he is fully Krishna conscious, with love and faith, unto him I give dictation in such a way that he will come to me. He will come to me. How you give me dictation? Oh, Isara Sarvabhutana Nidvesa Arjuna Tishtati. The Supreme Lord, by his plenary portion, he is situated within your heart. Ishara Sarvabhutana Nidvesa Arjuna Tishtati. We individual soul and the Supreme Soul, both of them are sitting in the tree of body. That is the basic injunction. The Veda says that two birds, just like friends, they are sitting on the same tree. One bird is eating the fruit of the tree, and the other bird is not eating the fruit, but is simply observing the activities of the other bird. This description we get from Vedic literature. The bird which is not eating the fruit of the tree, he is the super soul. And the bird which is eating the tree, eating the fruit of the tree, he is the soul. Individual soul. That is here. We are sitting in the tree of body and we are eating. This body means every one of us has got a particular body for particular type of distress or enjoyment. Every living being is responsible for his past act, and he gets a body, either human body or animal body, American body or Indian body or African body. There are different kinds of, at several times it is raised, 8,400,000 of different bodies. So living entity is, according to his word, he is wandering in the circle, in the cycle of different species of life. But the Supreme Lord, he is so kind and so friendly with us that he is also with us. Suppose I am sitting in this bird, as soon as I fly to another, I am sitting in this tree, and as soon as I fly to another tree, the other bird, he also follows me. He also follows me and sits again in that tree. He is so friendly. Just imagine how much kind and how much friendly is the Lord. He is always trying to call me back again to him. We are trying to non-cooperate. We are trying to non-cooperate. And he is trying to cooperate. He is sitting with me in the same branch. He is witnessing, he is observing, and he is waiting, simply waiting, when we shall turn my face, when I shall turn my face towards him. That is the whole thing. So here Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan, Krishna says, Jedathamam prapadyante. He is waiting, waiting. When you shall turn, when I shall turn my face towards you. That's all. He's waiting. Just you can imagine, just like a father and a rebel child, a innocent child. Those who have got, of course, you are all young men here, those who are elderly persons, they have got experience. if their plans go wrong, how much they are anxious. How much the father is anxious to get his son back again. That is the natural instinct. And where from this instinct comes? This instinct comes from the Supreme. Because in the Vedanta Sutra, we find that everything, whatever you are finding in this material world, our spiritual world, everything that has come from the Supreme, Janmadasya-jataha, He is the Supreme Source, Fountainhead of everything. So similarly, whatever we see, paternal affection, conjugal love, friendship, or master and servant, there are so many things we are related in this material world. We must always know that all these sentiments, they are coming from the Supreme. So, here, the paternal affection which you see here, or the conjugal love which you see here, that is simply a perverted reflection of the Supreme. So, you just see, if we can study this material relationship between one living being to another living being, then a philosophical minded student can understand what is our relation is called. It is not very difficult to understand. Now here Krishna says, Jidathamang prapadante, he is looking after always when believing entity shall turn his face towards me. And as we turn our face towards Krishna, or the Supreme Lord, He also responds in proportionality. He also responds proportionately. It is not difficult. Somebody says, can we see God? Yes, we can see God. But how much? Property, how much you have surrendered to God? Surrender to God, how much qualification you have acquired for seeing God? Seeing God is not very difficult, but at the same time it is very difficult. That's why if I want to see President Johnson, if I am unknown to him, I'll have to take so many formalities. I'll have to write to his secretary, and the secretary will give me some time, or may not give me some time, and so many things. But if you are personally known to President Johnson, you are intimately thick and thin with him, and as soon as we call him, Mr. Johnson, I want to see. Yes, you can come. So it depends on the peak and tendency of your relation, the Supreme. If you can establish your relationship with the Supreme Lord, in love, the Lord does not require our cooperation. He is full in Himself. He does not require my service. But still, if you love Him, then He reciprocates. So our reciprocation with the Lord depends on the proportion of our love. Love of God. This love of God can be attained by Krishna consciousness. Jidathamang prapadante, we proportionately, as I surrender unto the Supreme Lord, we must always know that our background of relationship is that we are subordinate and He is great. God is great. We cannot be equal with him. We have to follow. He is the supreme leader. Therefore, Lord Krishna saying that you give up everything. He is trying to give you leadership. He is prepared to give you all leadership, provided you are prepared to follow his leader. That's reciprocation. And in proportionately, as you accept his leadership, he also responds reciprocally. This is a dhamanta sutra. As you, so everything depends on me. I can see God, just like I am seeing you face to face. You are seeing me face to face. Similarly, you can see Krishna face to face. That's why Arjuna saw face to face. Why? Because the relationship was so nice that they were in friendly relation. So, the seeing of God is not very difficult. Simply we have to acquire that qualification. In the Brahma Sanghita, this is another basic literature, it is said, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Jino Janena Santas Padaivaridayesu Jino Payanti Yang Shama Sundaram Makinta Gunat Sarupam Govindam Madhi Purisham Tamaham Bhajam. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Jino Janena. Now, we have to prepare our eyes to see God. That's all. Just like we are seeing a thing, say, suppose a motor car, a layman is seeing, and another mechanic who knows how the motor car is running, what are the machinery, how it is fitted, he knows the thing. So, this layman thing and the expert thing is different. The expert mechanic, he can see the car, how, who has made it, who is the maker, and how it is driving, and so many things he can see. A layman, he can see that car. So similarly, we see everything, just like we are seeing the sun. A child is seeing the sun. And a scientist, astronomer, you are also seeing this fact. The both things are not the same. So seeing God is not difficult, but we have to prepare our eyes. And how that eye is prepared, that is stated in the Vedic literature, that if you kindly near your eyeballs with the ointment of love. There is an ointment, of course it is not available in the drug store. You have to prepare that ointment. You have to prepare that eye ointment. Love. Love ointment. And if you smear that love ointment to your eye, then you can see Krishna, all. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santas Sadaiva. Sadaiva means always. All. Not a single moment you are without Krishna. Otherwise, do you think that, of course, in India you have got many sages. They are living in the jungle, alone from human society, without any fear, without any caring the animals or life or pulling. How? Because he is seeing always Krishna there. So he has no fear. He has no fear. He is enjoying life there. There are many instances in our life when Rupa Goswami Rupa Goswami, you are the Prime Minister of the D-Day government. And 500 years before, India was under the Pathan rule, Bengal, and there was a king whose name was Nawab Hussain Shah. Nawab Hussain Shah's Prime Minister was Shakar Malik. That Shakar Malik later on became a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, and his name was transferred into Rupa Goswami. So they are very aristocratic, they are coming from very aristocratic family, but they give up everything and leave their Vrindavan, eating only dry bread and whatever nonsense is. They are very rich now, but still, how they could live in such a way? Oh, that is described, that tasma purnamasi samandalapati sanin sada tuchava. They give up all aristocratic association, just like insignificant. And, tatva purnamasi samandalapati sanin sada tuchava. Bhutva dinamanesato karunaya kautila tamtha suto. And they have asked the life of mendicant just to show mercy to the fallen soul. But how they live? Gopi bhavaratam mutabhilahari kallola magnau sada vande rupa sanatano raghujido sri jiva gopal. They are immersed in the ocean of love of Krishna and they live so happily. That is, there is a position like that, that you can forget all this material comfort. There is no comfort in the material life, it is so far. It is simply a delusion. We are thinking that we are comfortable, and suppose we are comfortable, how long you shall live in that comfort? That is limited. Either the comfort will leave you, or you have to leave you the comfort. It may be that your position, the comfortable position which is created by your monetary strength, maybe that your monetary strength may go down and become a pauper, so comfort leaves you. Or if you continue, even if you continue a comfortable life, then death comes and you leave the comfort in it, you go out. So there is a separation, certain. Therefore, the Brahmin of whose story I was telling, he, when after going through this daily literature, he understood that I am following the leadership wrongly of my love. I am not following the leadership of anyone else, it is false, and although I am accepting somebody as my leader, but actually I accept somebody as my leader who corroborates with my love. Therefore, love created by me is my leader. So he says, kama dunam kotidhana kotidha palita dunideha. I have followed the leadership of my love, and in doing so, I am ashamed to, accept it. I agree to accept it, that I have done so many nonsense by the dictation of my love. Kamadunam kutidhana kutidha palita dhumideva. When a person is lustful, then he can do any nonsense thing. Lust is so strong, he can do any nonsense. Dhumideva. Dhumideva means the direction which I should not have followed, but being pressed by my love. Even I followed, which I should not have followed. So he is just studying his own life, that so far I have followed the leadership of my love, But the result is that my lust is not satisfied. Tesham natrapana nopashanti. The lust will never be satisfied. My lust is never satisfied, neither is giving me release of this slavery of my lust. So he says, my dear Lord, Krishna, I have understood that I have followed the leadership of my lust so long, but the result is that the leader whom I have followed, neither he is satisfied, neither I am satisfied. Neither the leader is satisfied, just like I will give you a concrete example. In India, Mahatma Gandhi was the leader. But you know that at the last stage he was killed. That means the leader could not satisfy the public, neither the public was satisfied with the leader. This is the material leadership. Nobody can. We just like we see so many criticisms of President Johnson. The other day I was seeing in the paper that given some caricature. So this is going on. Nobody is satisfied. Samadhinam kudidhana kudidha valita dhundidha. I must follow the leadership of my wife throughout my whole life. Now, if I say to my wife, my dear, I am going to for spiritual culture, please give me leave. Oh, how can you leave? We have got so many responsibilities, we are this and this. So there is no tension. So kamadunam kutidhana kutidhana palita dhunidesha. Therefore, if we become inner, then instead of forming this material leadership, we may agree to follow the leadership of Krishna. Just try to follow the leadership of Krishna and make an experiment how you are becoming happy. We have just started this association, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. I am trying to preach the Krishna Consciousness. If you kindly come and take advantage of this opportunity, it will be beneficial for both of us. Because we have come here with a mission, and if you cooperate, you will be benefited. The Bhagavad Gita is a eternal literature. Most of you know this Bhagavad Gita. But generally the Bhagavad Gita is read very superficially, not very critically. We do not understand Krishna, the author of Bhagavad Gita. Neither we understand what is Krishna consciousness. All this is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. We read Bhagavad Gita superficially, not very critically. Neither there is any edition so far. Of course, in Sanskrit there are many editions. Annotation by Siddhar Swami, annotation by Baladev Vidyabhushan, annotation by Vishwanath Chakravarti, annotation by Sri Ramanuja Acharya. There are many great scholars. But we have no information of those in the Western countries. We have no information of those scholars. Ordinary person with some academic career, they think that very learned, they can comment on Bhagavad Gita. Oh, that is not possible. That is not possible. The other day we have already discussed that Bhagavad Gita can be understood by a person who is Krishna conscious, nobody else. Bhaktosi, Yosune, Rahasam, Dhinudutama. So here is a chant. Now Krishna says that Devatavam Prabhupada. Now the proportionately, if you agree to follow the leadership of Krishna, proportionately as you follow, so you become perfect. If you follow 1%, then you become 1% perfect. If you follow 25%, then you become 25% perfect. And if you follow 10%, then you become 10%. Krishna does not interfere with your individual independence. Every living entity has got an independence, mind, because he is also spiritual atom. We are all spiritual atom. That atomic, spiritual atomic force, that like material atomic force is so strong that you can just imagine how strong is spiritual atom. And the modern age, atomic age, the scientists have discovered the force, the power of a material atom. But they have not yet known what is the force of spiritual atom. There is spiritual atom. We are spiritual atom. The atom is described in the Vedic literature, the form of the spirit, which we are actually. Kesagra-satabhava-satabhava-kalpita-satya. Kesagra, it means the hair, the upper portion of your hair. When it is divided into 10,000 parts, and just imagine that one part is the spiritual atom. It is so small, it is so minute, that it is not possible to see it or materialize. Even the material atom also you cannot see. When the material atoms are combined into six, then you can see and floating in the air through the sunshine which is entering your room through the holes of your window. You can see some particles. That small particles, that combination of six atoms. That particle when it is divided into six, that becomes atom. So you cannot see in the material atom and what to speak of the spiritual atom. When a dead man is there, the medical man and every scientist and everyone is sitting, how that spiritual atom is passed from this body, nobody can see. They can simply say, oh, now he's gone. Who is gone? Have you seen? He's gone? No. Then, what you have seen? I've seen this dead body. The whole life you have seen this dead body. So if I cannot see at the present structure of my body, even the sparse material atom, how we can see God? The Supreme Spirit. So he has to qualify us. So that qualification is, here it is stated, Jidhakhamam Prabhupadante. If you try to surrender yourself into Krishna consciousness, just like Krishna is canvassing, asking Arjuna, sarva dharmān parityajyamānekam karma. You just try to surrender unto me, and I shall give you all protection. And just like described a few minutes before, that Krishna is seated along with you in the same tree of this world. He's just waiting for your voluntary looking unto him. That he does not place you. He gives you all instruction, just like Krishna gave all instruction of Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. But at last he asked him, my dear Arjuna, I have given you hard an instruction, whether you have understood it, and how you are going to follow. Have you decided to follow me? That's it. He does not say that I force you to follow law. He asks him, now, have you decided to follow me? Oh. I mean, he gives him the, I must say, full independence. Jathet Sushi Tatha Puru. Now I have given you all an instruction. Now it is up to you. You can do whatever you like. So our position is always like that. Oh. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, are his bona fide representatives who come here. They can force you to go back to garden, but they do not do that. They want your voluntary cooperation. Unless you are prepared to cooperate voluntarily, there is no question of my improvement. So we must accept our voluntary cooperation with Krishna, the Supreme Lord, or his representative who comes before you to canvass, my dear sir, please be Krishna conscious, please look to the leadership of the Supreme Lord. Now it is up to you. Now he says that actually they are following my leadership. Because they are servants, they are followers of some leader. They are servants of some created leader materially. So that is just the propensity, that intrinsic background of following some leader is there. That is another verse. That is another verse. Mama Bhattva and Bhattante, Manushya Pakho Sarvasa. They have to, every man has to follow the same principle. He cannot go out of it. His contribution position is to follow a leader. He cannot go out of it. Nobody can go out of it. He has to follow. Either A, B, C, D or anyone, he has to select. Just like I'll give you another example. According to Manu Sangita, our Vedic literature, the Manu Sangita says, Nasyam Satantatama Hati, O man should not be given independence. Our O men are not independent. That is very true. Now, so far, a girl is child, is dependent on the father, and it is hope. At least in India, we have got this principle. When a girl is grown up, the father gives her in charity to a boy to protect her, give her protection. And similarly, when a woman is grown up, old enough, she becomes protected by the grown up boy, children. So, this very true that a woman has no independence. She is always under the protection, either under the protection of the father, or under the protection of the husband, or under the protection of the grown-up son. That is position. And woman becomes happy in that way. Those who are not following this principle, I think, they are not happy. This Vedic principle is true. So as the owner of the child requires the protection of somebody, similarly, by nature, we are under the protection of some leader. But that supreme leadership is rested in the supreme law. And when we do not accept the leadership of the supreme, then we have to accept somebody else, ABCD, as our leader, and they misguide us. How they are misguided? Just try to understand. How our leaders are misguiding us? Just try to understand. In the Bhagavad it is said, Nati Ridu Sathagatim Hi Vishnu Durasayaji Bahiratthamaniya. अंधारखांधै उपनीयमानः तेपि स्वतंत्रा उदाम बद्ध्या. People deluded by the material nature do not know what is the ultimate goal of life. The ultimate goal of life is Vishnu. Vishnu means self-realization, the supreme soul. Why? They do not know it. Na durasayade bahiratthamanina. They have accepted this external deluded nature as the goal of life. They want to be happy by adjustment of this material nature. This is durasaya. Durasaya means a difficult, a far away. This hope will never be satisfied. There may be the point to forget God for good, and they want to make it a point that we shall be happy in this material world by adjustment of our scientific or proper knowledge. And the leaders who are leading them in that way, what sort of leader they are? Andhāja-thāṁdhī-rupaniyamāna. Andhā, just like a blind man. Sometimes you see a blind man is in this side of the street. He is asking somebody, kindly get me to the other side. But if another blind man comes, all right, I will help you. So what he will help you? The man who wants help to go to the other side, he is seeking for help, and another blind man comes, all I can shall help you. So that help is that in the middle of the street they will be met. Both of them will be smashed. So similarly our leaders is like that. Our leaders, they are compact by the laws of nature. And they are proclaiming that I am leader. Just like in India, the late Prime Minister Shastri, he was leader, he went to Russia for making compromise with Pakistan. But he did not know that by finding peace man, agreement, he would be expired. Andhāja-thāṁdhī-rupaniyamāna tevi isatantra urdhāmi vadhyā. They are tied hand and feet by the laws of nature. Still they are claiming that I am the leader. Suppose, if I want to help you, just like the blind man, I must have eyes. Suppose your hands are tied up. If I want to help you, then my hands must be free. But if my hands are also tied up, how can I help you? It is not possible. So I must be a free man to help you. Your hands are tied up by the laws of nature, that I must be a free man. I must be free from the laws of nature, then I can help you. So So Krishna is free from the laws of sin. That he can help. He can unbind your dieting. Trigunamai means guna. Guna means rope and also the modes of nature. So we are all under the stringent laws of this material nature. See, if you are to get free, we must accept a leader who is free from this material nature. So Krishna is free. The material nature is working under his direction. Maya dhaksera prakriti shvete sa karakaram is found in Bhagavad Gita. Material nature is working under his direction. He is not under the direction of material nature. Therefore, he can be all this. And nobody else can be. So if you actually want, because by nature, we have to follow some leadership. So, if you actually want the leadership, he says, leader to the perfect goal of life, then we have to follow Krishna. That is the fact. If you don't follow, that depends on our decision. Just like Arjuna, he was asked by Krishna, now, what you have decided? Are you going to follow me? Oh, you can do whatever you like. I have told you everything. So Krishna is telling us everything in the Bhagavad Gita. Now it is up to us to accept his leadership or not. If we accept his leadership, then we are free from this material bondage. And if we do not accept, then we can do whatever we want. Krishna does not infect your nature in the bondage. That is a fact. Thank you very much. Now the end of the question. Do you have any doubt in the supreme nature of Krishna?
Wish to understand.
That we are making discussion. Yes. Krishna is accepted as the supreme by all stalwart past acharyas. That's like Shankaracharya, great scholar, he also accepts Krishna, sa bhagavan sayam Krishna. Oh, he accepts Krishna, the supreme law, he finds in his annotation of Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, Sri Ramanujaya, he accepts. And now, Lord Chaitanya, he also treats with Krishna philosophy, Krishna consciousness. And formally also, great leaders like Jayasri, Narada, and even at the present moment, all big leaders of India, I'm speaking especially of India, because this Bhagavad Gita was first seen in the Bhagavad Gita in India, the Indian plan. Of course, it's not meant for India, it's meant for everyone. Just like the sun rises in the east first, then comes to the west. But that does not mean east has the monopoly of the sun and not the west. Similarly, the sun of Bhagavad Gita might have arisen in the land of India, but that does not mean that it is the monopoly of India. It is meant for everyone. It is meant for everyone. So, it is an accepted authority. Mahajana jena gatastha pankha. So, we have to follow great personality. Yes.
For Krishna, consciousness, then why isn't any given Jew or any human being following or doing this shadow?
Krishna is Supreme Consciousness, that's our life. But you are not Supreme Consciousness. You have to follow the Supreme Consciousness.
If he's Supreme Consciousness, everything I do is Supreme. Just following that one Supreme Consciousness.
No.
There can be nothing else that exists.
No.
What?
No. We are not following the Supreme Consciousness. Then we have been on the same level. Just like your consciousness, my consciousness is different. Because you do not follow the Supreme Consciousness. Therefore, your
Supreme Consciousness is all. Mm-hmm.
Supreme Consciousness, yes. Supreme.
All
consciousness is the same as in the Supreme, so also in you, so also in me. The quality of the consciousness is the same. But your consciousness and my consciousness is different.
But that's all part of the same Supreme.
Qualitatively the one. But at the present moment, because we are materially bound up, therefore we find so many different concepts. Do you think that your consciousness and my consciousness is the same?
Yes.
How? Do you agree with me? Do I agree with you? Yeah. We do not agree. Therefore, your consciousness is different, my consciousness is different. When we agree, then it is the same. When you come to the point of agreement, then it is the same.
It's the same even in disagreement.
Eh?
It's the same even in disagreement.
Disagreement?
It's a disagreement as a part of the same Supreme.
Oh, then you need to say disagreement, agreement, the same thing? Then I cannot follow you.
That's what I'm trying to understand. The Supreme Consciousness is all consciousness, even disagreement.
Supreme Consciousness, just like you try to understand your consciousness. Are you a conscious? You agree? Are you conscious what is going on in me?
Yes.